I've seen Andy Lee in a few of his fights. Was it his last fight he boxed Kid Chocolate?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, was that in New York as well?
It was, yeah. He got up and managed to claw out a draw.
That's right, yeah.
The title wasn't on the line.
They both went down, didn't they?
Yeah, they both went down, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and I've seen Andy Lee mix it at top level, and he does good. He can punch, he can box. I think it'll be a tough fight for Billy Joe, but I really rate Billy Joe as well. I think Billy Joe's a really good fighter. He's awkward, he's a southpaw, so I think it's going to be a cracking fight. I think it'll go to points. It's hard for me to pick a winner.
What do you think? You always come across quite tactically astute. What do you think Billy Joe has to do to beat Andy Lee? Because Andy Lee will be the favourite.
Yeah, of course. I mean, he's the favourite because he's mixed it at that level, high levels, and he's come out with the victories. I haven't watched enough of Andy Lee, to be honest, to give my opinion on what Billy Joe should do. I think Billy Joe's going to go out there and do what he's always done. He's not going to do anything different. Why would he? He's got to where he is today because of doing what he does. I've seen Billy Joe from being an amateur. He's a very good, smart fighter. He's an awkward southpaw that likes to go forward and box on the back foot as well. So, I believe he could do it all. And like I say, I haven't really watched much of Andy Lee, to be honest. I know Andy Lee can punch a bit. I've seen him a couple of fights ago really getting punished by one fella, and then he pulled a knockout out of the bag. The guy come forward a bit careless and he hit him with a lead hook and he was gone.
Yeah.
You've got to be really careful about that.
Yeah.